Have you fallen into that trap now or sometime in the past of thinking you can be validated and arrive in the future? Here's what it looks like so you can know. I find this trap is sucking the life energy out of the moment and takes it into the future, and you never really get there. So here's what it looks like. It looks like this. When you're talking about what you're doing, for example, it's easiest to see with work. And especially with Entrepreneurs Online, it's easy to see. Whatever you're doing today is almost irrelevant. All of the life energy is focused on what it could be. This is going to change the world. And when this happens, and when this happens, then that'll happen. And then it'll be crazy. It'll be everywhere. It'll be all over. And then, and then, and then, and then. That's the trap of the future. And I spent a lot of time in that trap of the future. And you know what happened? I always was ignoring whatever I was doing. I wasn't putting much energy into what I was actually doing. This is the first time in my life I've consistently put my energy into what I was actually doing without it being a means to an end. I don't need a certain number of subscribers to be validated. I don't need a certain number of sales online to have arrived to fully be myself. I don't need anything in the future to allow me to fully be myself. I don't have to stick around in that trap of the future will validate me anymore. And that's a miracle. Even going through school, I used to pay good enough attention to my work. It was all a means to an end. I want to finish this class. I want to get an A. I want to get a good grade. I'm doing this today so I can graduate 11th grade. I'm doing this today so that I can go to college, so that I can get a degree, so that I can get a better job, so that I can get a master's, so I can get another better job. Every bit of my work was aimed at that future trap, that whatever I'm going to do in my life later is much more important than whatever I'm doing now. That sucks the critical life energy out of whatever work you're doing now. And if you don't have that critical life energy in the work you're doing now, you will not get to that future. What happens when you have that future trap, this is what happens. You're always grandiose planning. Everything in the future is always going to be amazing. It's always going to be great. It's always going to change the world. And what happens, you just keep spinning through whatever you're doing and you never get to that place. Or what's even worse, if you do actually get there, then you discover that you don't have any more joy and passion in your work for very long than you've had all along. You find out, you know what, I went and changed all these things and I don't even like my life. I'm lucky. I've gotten what I've wanted so many times that I've seen through the trap. I've seen through the fantasy that somehow, someday, something is going to be there in my life that will make my life perfect, that will make me who I really am. And I'm grateful that I don't have to do that anymore, because life doesn't have to be a means to an end. What you're doing now doesn't have to just be the dash between when you were born and when you die. You can do things now that are fully you, wherever you're at. I run into lots of people that are trying to set up that future trap so that all you get out of that future trap is what you already have right this moment, to fully be yourself, to fully give yourself to what you are doing, to fully matter and be useful. That's what the whole promise of the future trap is. The whole promise of being able to do all these great things and be all this. You can do it right now. The future trap is so disappointing when you get there, because you've had it all along. You didn't need to make that huge company. You didn't need to change all these people's lives. You didn't need to get all this conversation going to fully live where you are. You didn't need to do all these other things to fully be yourself. And that, to me, is a miracle to discover that, because that brings my full life energy and life attention into what I'm doing. I'm grateful I get questions as to how you have high energy and how you do all this. It's because I'm doing it today. I'm fully attention, fully watching, fully invested in what I'm doing today. And I don't have to get sales in the future. I don't have to have anyone even watch the video. The number of people that are watching the videos, that's enough. I don't need more to validate what I'm doing. I don't need even anyone to validate what I'm doing. I'm doing it for me. I'm doing it because doing this is good for me and taking care of myself. And even if I was just making this as a video journal for me, it would be a good thing. It would be useful for me to think about these things every day. I'm grateful that I can fully be myself today, that I don't need something in the future. People ask me, what are your goals? I don't have any goals. I'd like to be a good father in the future. You might call that a goal. I'm invested in today. I don't need to do something like have a best-selling book or whatever else you might imagine I could set as a goal. I don't need to have a certain number of subscribers or a certain number of sales. The things you would think of as setting to a goal are actually a limitation to me. People say, well, how do you know where you want to go if you don't have goals? I know that I want to do the best on what I'm doing today, and that I did not imagine, I didn't have goals set as to what I'm doing today. This just kind of happened. And now I'm doing these videos almost every day and making these courses. I didn't have a goal to do this. This was given to me. When I asked the world, when I asked God, when I asked myself, however you want to look at it, when I asked to be of service, when I prayed to be of service, when I opened my heart and my mind to being of service, this was offered to me. I had been trying to do Udemy. I'd been trying to do videos online. I'd been trying to do things in that future trap. I'd been trying to do everything else as a means to an end, and I got nowhere. All I did was spin my wheels. Now, I learned a lot doing that. All I was stuck in was that future trap that I see so many other people in. Everything I was doing was not good enough. No matter how many people watched a video, no matter how much money I made every month, that wasn't good enough. And once I started working for the thing itself, once I started trying to work to do a good job on whatever I was doing and not having it as a means to an end, then the quality of my work drastically increased. Then the results of my work drastically increased, because when you're in that future trap, you're sending your life energy out somewhere else. You're sending it into this fantasy. Oh, life will be so good when this happens, and then people will be doing this, and then people will be saying that, and then we'll be doing this, and we'll be doing that, and then we can do this, and then we can do that. All that life energy then is out somewhere else. When you go to sit down on the work you're actually doing, it feels lame because it doesn't match up to that fantasy you're doing. And so you go down to do this work, and the only point of doing the work is to get to that fantasy. Well, you are the one, you send that life energy out to something else. If you keep that life energy, put all that energy into what you're doing. I'm really excited. What I'm doing today, that energy in today. I'm excited to be doing this video with you. Nothing else needs to happen, ever. Nothing ever needs to happen after this. Things will happen. Nothing else ever needs to happen. And that's such a relief. All my life energy is right here because this is where life is. Life is right now. No moment you get to in the future can fundamentally be better than this moment. This moment has everything in it. You have eternal life in this moment. You are alive right now. And there's two modes of life. There's now and not now. And I challenge you to remember a time when life was not now. Every moment you've ever experienced has been now. And eternal life is in that one moment. That one moment that lasts forever. Now you can make the moment look different. You can see different things in the moment. But ultimately now is all we really ever have. And once you see that and you can focus all your energy into what you're doing right now, then what you get in the future will be better and it won't matter. It doesn't matter what happens in the future. I'm fully here with what I'm doing today. It doesn't matter if things are a total disaster in the future, if everything crumbles, that's fine. I still fundamentally have all the love and joy for being alive, regardless of what happens in this work. The future trap is also based on this idea of you can't be yourself right now. You can't fully be who you are right now. And that, to me, I couldn't live like that. I did not have a very high pain threshold. I couldn't live past 29 without being able to fully be myself. I had to be able to fully be myself to live, and I'm grateful I have had the chance to do that, and that I can fully be myself. And I say had the chance to do that, I mean to see that all I have to do is be who I am. I don't need anything else. I don't need anything else to be who I am. Who I am fundamentally is no one. The name is just an idea in my head. The idea that I have a name is just an idea. It's not any more true or false than any other idea. The future trap is also based on that certain things are the truth. There are no words that are the truth. The truth is something that can't be disproven. And every set of words you are given can be disproven. No set of words is the truth, and yet all words point to the truth. The only truth there is the truth you are, the truth you experience. So all this helps me shed that future trap, and it helps me to fully do my best to be of service each day. And that means you have every single ability, you have every single power that you might imagine that I have, you have all of that too. We have exactly the same capabilities deep inside. Now, how you do yours may look different. You might not do videos or podcasts online. You might do a great job raising your kids. You might do a great job being a good friend, a good family member, a good son or daughter. And that's enough. Whatever you can do well in your life, that's enough. You don't need to be out doing things that people see you for it to matter. There's this idea, especially in the USA, that if you're not doing things that everyone pays attention to, you don't matter. And that's simply not true at all. I don't know that my dad has ever been in an online video, and what he did mattered a lot. He raised me. I am an essential and inseparable part from my dad. And my mom had a career out in the Army. She was out lots of places and did lots of things and was featured in lots of places. And mom and dad matter just as much to me. They both matter just as much to me and ultimately to the world. And when you see someone like me that's out here, you might say, visible, I'm only here because I have a huge support network of people who aren't out there invisible in the online world. And yet, everyone that's connected with me, we all matter just as much. This is what I've been given the opportunity to do. And it's not any better or worse than what anyone else has the opportunity to do. This is just my work, and I'm very thankful for it. And yet it's not special. It's not important. It's not any better than whatever it is you can do. Being a good husband or wife or family member or friend, there often is nothing more valuable you can do than that. And to me, the most valuable work I do is being a husband, being a son, being a family member, and being a friend. That's the most valuable work I do. And then soon being a father. Those are the top priorities in my life. This is down when I have energy and time above that and from doing that. So when I've been a good husband and soon a father and a good son, and then I have more energy, I can do this and be here with you. I'm here with you because maybe you don't have to learn the hard way all these things that I've learned the hard way. But to be fair, I haven't learned them all the hard way either. A lot of people who learned a lot harder way than me gave their knowledge to me, gave their wisdom to me freely. And that's very valuable, so I'm doing my best to pass that on here with you. I pray today that I stay in the moment. And I pray that I don't fall into that future trap of thinking somehow whatever I'm going to do after this is any better or worse or more or less important than what I'm doing right now. And I pray that in sharing this with you, you have the same opportunity to stay out of the future trap and to stay right in this moment. Thank you very much for watching or listening or reading this. I'm honored at every moment you spend with me. I'm grateful that you are here enjoying this, and I hope you have a great day today.